Why stress release? If you're going to do something about stress, you can either manage it, you can reduce it, or you can release it. You want to lower your capacity to accept stress in your life. And you want to find positive outlets to release it. The best thing I've seen to achieve that goal of lowering your capacity and maintaining positive outlets is my 7 R's of stress release. My definition of stress is that it's a reaction that commonly occurs when your current situation doesn't match your ideal situation. It's about how satisfied you are with your life at this moment. It's not about the extents that you think you should be reaching. It's about right now. We're all over the place. I think part of what you'll notice is, given your current mood and attitude towards what you just went through today, all these things will change. Now, a lot of times people say, well, this other person is stressing me out. This other guy, they're doing this thing. It happens all the time. Well, the truth is, you can't change others. You can only change yourself. You may try to point out things and help those people do something different. But the point is, until they do that, choose to do that themselves, you're not going to do it. A key thing to think about is, what's the difference between tension, strain, and stress? They get intermixed a lot in common usage. But if we think about them as three distinct items, it becomes a lot more easy to identify what you're feeling. And once you're able to do that, you can start working with it.